Water, huh?
Okay. And what would you most, you know, like if you went into the kitchen, what would you say, I want to get a, if you're going to drink some water, I'm going
drink
to...
Drink a water.
Okay. And what would you put it in?
Glass.
Okay. If you drop the glass on the floor, what's going to happen?
If it's glass and it's a hard floor, it'll probably break.
Okay. Is there any other terms that you might call for a glass of water?
Cup. Let me have some water. Drink of water, I saw you.
Okay, if you went to someone's house for dinner, and it was, you know, it was a friend of yours, maybe their parents or something, and they had the dinner table set fairly moderately formally, you know, they were trying to entertain
right.
you. Would they be inclined to call the water, would it be glasses of water, would they call it something else, would it be fancy, or what would their shapes be?
Glasses.
It would still be glasses, okay.
It wouldn't be goblets.
No. Okay, what's a goblet?
That's a thin stem. Somebody's glasses have stems and, That's a large wine glass, but they're, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
They're big enough so that you can have a whole drink.
You ever heard of someone referred to as a goblet of water?
No, but people call it that.
Okay. How about a tumbler?
In commercials, that's about it.
Okay. How about if you drop a glass and it shattered, you say it
broke.
Okay. And someone asks you what happened to the glass, you say, well, it had
it had broken.
Okay. And what do you call the act of doing the water?
Drinking.
Okay. And yesterday you
drank.
Okay. And tomorrow you will
drink.
Okay. And you had
drank.
Okay. Okay, if you have friends over for dinner, and when dinner's on the table and your family's, where everybody's standing around acting kind of foolish and formal, you know, and they're all sitting there, and the head of the table would look around, and finally he would just say what?
Let's eat, what do you mean?
Okay,
race?
Well, no, they might just be some, you know, everybody's standing around, and just acting kind of, like they don't know what to do, and
I would say let's eat or have a seat or something.
Okay, and if everybody finally got down in their chairs, you would say they
sat down.
Okay, and before they did that, you might tell them to do what?
Sit down.
Okay, and they had
sat.
Okay, if somebody if you want someone not to wait until some dish is passed to them, you might say,
go ahead and help yourself.
Okay. Okay. If in reference to the word help now, if yesterday you say I
helped.
Okay. And then he had
helped.
Okay.
Right.
If you decide not to eat something, you might say I don't.
Want it.
Okay, and this is when you're declining food to fairly intimate friends, you know, to a host or something like that. And they say, here, have some of this, and you say, I don't
like it.
Okay. Okay.
Because I don't need it. Is that how you want it?
Well, no.
I wouldn't say it.
What would you say?
I don't want it. I don't need it. Maybe what's that?
Okay. You wouldn't say, like, I don't care for any.
I might say
being polite or something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, if food's been cooked and served for a second time, what do you call it?
Leftovers.
Okay. You put your food in your mouth, and then you begin to do what to it?
Chew it.
Okay. How about what do you call a dish that's made out of boiled meal of some kind? Sometimes they